Chapter 47, Pastoring a Multi-Church District. Little companies may learn to rely more wholly upon God. I would encourage those who assemble in little companies to worship God. Brethren and sisters, be not disheartened because you are so few in number. The tree that stands alone upon the plain strikes its roots deeper into the earth, spreads out its branches farther on every side, and grows stronger and more symmetrical while wrestling singly with the tempest or rejoicing in the sunshine. So the Christian, cut off from earthly dependence, may learn to rely wholly upon God, and may gain strength and courage from every conflict. God promises divine guidance to little companies that seldom have preaching. Let these little companies who seldom have preaching cling more firmly to Jesus. Let them settle this point first of all, that they are willing to walk in the narrow, cross-bearing path where Jesus has traveled before them. Then let them appropriate to themselves God's promises of divine guidance. Develop church talent. New Testament ministers were not to settle over one church. The minister should develop the talent in the church, that meetings may be profitably kept up. Timothy was commanded to go from church to church as one who should do this kind of work and build up the churches in the most holy faith. He was to do the work of an evangelist, and this is an even more important work than that of the ministers. He was to preach the word, but he was not to be settled over one church. Hold little companies together by helping them become soul winners. There are many who have never heard from the Word the reasons for our faith. And yet some of our ministers feel a burden to hover over little companies of believers in an effort to hold them together. The best way to hold them together is to induce them to maintain a living connection with God and to exert their influence in seeking to draw others to Him. True representatives of Christ try to supply the place of the minister they cannot have. Our religion requires self-denial, self-sacrifice at every step. Jesus came down from heaven to teach us how to live, and while on earth, he went about doing good. Those who are really representatives of Christ are working for the good of others. They delight in advancing the cause of God, both at home and abroad. They are seen and heard, and their influence is felt at the prayer meeting. They will try to supply the place of the minister whose labors they cannot have. A good overseer does not do the work, but keeps others working. The minister should not feel that it is his duty to do all the talking and all the laboring and all the praying, but he should make it a part of his work to educate workers in every church. Let different ones take turns in leading the meetings and in giving Bible readings, and in so doing, you will be calling into use the talents which God has given you, and at the same time, educating workers. I read of a man who had a company of workmen over whom he placed an overseer, whose duty it was to see that the work was done to the best advantage. One day he came along to where his overseer, in charge of 12 men, was digging a trench. He found the overseer down in the trench digging away, with the sweat dropping from his brow. But the 12 men were above, watching him in his labor. The overseer was called up and asked what he was doing there. "I ordered you," said the man, "to keep 12 men at work. Why have you not done this? There you are, doing the work of one man, while 12 are idle. Here are your wages." Little companies are greatly weakened when efficient helpers move to larger centers. From nearly all our churches in Michigan, and to some extent from other states, our brethren and sisters have been crowding into Battle Creek. Many of them were efficient helpers in smaller churches, and their removal has greatly weakened those little companies. In some cases, the church has thus been completely disorganized. Worship service, when no pastor present. Long, prosy talk does more harm than good. The same course is frequently pursued in the Sabbath meetings. When there is no preacher present, the one who is appointed to lead the meeting feels it his duty to try to supply the lack as best he can, and starts out with a long, prosy talk that kills the meeting on the start. And yet he is often distressed because there is so little interest manifested by those who attend these meetings. He sees that the interest is waning, and he begins to inquire what he shall do. To such I would say, cease your efforts to sermonize. Many love to talk, but their speeches are long and dry. There is none of the heavenly moisture in them. I can but sympathize with the listeners when such a one has charge of the meeting. He thinks that so much talking ought to do a great amount of good, but it is a positive injury.
Having a minister present is not a prerequisite to having a meaningful worship service. Let not the little companies think that they can have no meeting when they have no minister. Let them not think that one of their members must stand in the pulpit and preach to them. The time and season are very precious. The assembled believers are in the audience chamber of the universe of heaven. They are to witness for God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for the world. The little company are to do service to God by offering to him spiritual worship. When there is no delegated minister to speak to the little companies, let each one witness to the truth, and be faithful to speak often one to another of the love of God, and thus train and educate the soul. Let each one seek to become an intelligent Christian, bearing his responsibility and acting his personal part to make the meeting interesting and profitable. When little companies meet to worship, let several take part. Let the praise of God be upon your lips when you meet together in little companies to worship God. Let not one man do much of the talking. Let several take part. A Bible class approach is sometimes more helpful than preaching. Our people should not be made to think that they need to listen to a sermon every Sabbath. Many who listen frequently to sermons, even though the truth be presented in clear lines, learn but little. Often it would be more profitable if the Sabbath meetings were of the nature of a Bible class study. Bible truth should be presented in such a simple, interesting manner that all can easily understand and grasp the principles of salvation.